Blackstone Audio presents Seduced by a Highlander by Paula Quinn. To knights and the ladies who love them, and to Dan, my one and only. The Prodigal Son. Campbell Keep, Glenorchy, Scotland, 1675. Prologue.
Well, we all knew that Tristan would have won the competition, if not for what happened. No one can outrun him.
Robert Campbell, 11th Earl of Argyll, turned to his nephew sitting beside him, smiled, and winked. Sitting across from them in the Earl's private solar, Callum MacGregor growled in agreement.
Aye, that's why the bastard Ferguson tripped him and provoked a fight. It should be his nose broken instead of my son's.
I did manage to land a solid punch to his jaw, Father,
Tristan defended.
Besides, it doesn't pain me any more.
He lifted his finger to his wounded nose. It still hurt like hell, but MacGregor's did not whine or weep about broken bones.
'Tis Alex Ferguson's honor that will be more difficult to repair.
Well spoken,
his uncle commended, patting him on the shoulder.
You have the blood of knights in you, and will grow to be a man of honor.
Tristan swelled with pride.
I like the way it crooks slightly at the bridge.
Kate MacGregor set down her embroidery to aim her most loving smile at her son.
Now you look even more like your uncle, does he not, Anne?
Robert's bonny wife looked up from her needle and agreed.
He's just as pretty, even with the blackened eyes.